This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The special envoy of Haiti abruptly resigned, attacking the administration of Joe Biden for what he characterized as its humane and counterproductive decision to deport thousands of Haitian migrants back to the Caribbean country. Ambassador Daniel Foote, who has held the position for just 2 months, contends the U.S. approach to Haiti remains deeply flawed. The U.S. has allowed thousands of the Haitian migrants into the U.S. to seek asylum, but is sending others back on up to 7 flights to their homeland. Meanwhile, the Department of Homeland Security temporarily suspended use of horse patrols at the border after border agents on horseback were corralling some Haitian migrants last Sunday to push them back toward Mexico. The action of the agents have been widely condemned by the White House and top government officials, but no conclusions have been reached yet about how the agents were performing their jobs. An advisory panel to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommended a third dose of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for people 65 and older, as well as others at a high risk of severe illness. The U.S. panel also recommended that people 50 to 64 with underlying medical conditions get a third shot. It also endorsed people ages 18 to 49 who have underlying medical risk access to another shot. The committee refused to approve a third shot of Pfizer vaccine for people working in high-risk exposure settings to COVID-19, such as healthcare workers. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The United States would not support redeploying tactical nuclear weapons to South Korea or a nuclear weapons sharing arrangement with Seoul, according to a U.S. State Department official, after a leading South Korean presidential candidate proposed the move. The statement was in response to a question about a conservative South Korean presidential candidate who this week said he would ask Washington to redeploy tactical nuclear weapons or agree to a nuclear sharing deal if South Korea were threatened by North Korea. The U.S. withdrew tactical nuclear weapons, sometimes known as battlefield nuclear weapons, from South Korea in the early 1990s. The United States is not the only country opposed to redeploying nuclear weapons to South Korea. Asked about the presidential candidate's nuclear weapons proposal, a Chinese Foreign Affairs Ministry said that such calls are irresponsible. South Korea's call to declare a formal end to the Korean War is premature, as there is no guarantee it would lead to the withdrawal of the U.S. hostile policy toward Pyongyang. North Korean state media KCNA reported the statement on Friday, citing the vice foreign minister. South Korean President Moon Jae-in on Tuesday repeated a call for a formal end to the Korean War in an address to the United Nations and proposed that the two Koreas, with the United States, with or China, make a declaration. After 3 years of war, North Korea signed an armistice with South Korea in 1953. However, the formal state of war between the two nations still exists. The U.S. House of Representatives Select Committee investigating the deadly January 6th riot at the Capitol has subpoenaed 4 former members of Donald Trump's administration, including Mark Meadows, who served as Trump's White House Chief of Staff, and Steve Bannon, a White House advisor to Trump. Former White House Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino and former Defense Department official Kash Patel were also subpoenaed and instructed to produce materials and appear for depositions, according to the committee chairman, Benny Thompson. A mob of Trump supporters stormed the Capitol January 6th as Congress was meeting to certify Democrat Joe Biden's election victory. Nearly 600 people have been arrested on charges tied to the attack. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.